You may think of meteorologists as people who just give you the weather forecast on TV, but apparently it can be a dangerous job if you're a meteorologist like one in Iowa who linked weather events to climate change and then came threats. NPR's Rachel Treisman reports.
Scientists are making the connection between climate change and extreme weather clearer than ever. And longtime meteorologist Chris Gloninger says it's on the journalists who cover weather to explain that to people, especially when storms and wildfires are breaking records.
I truly believe it is the existential crisis of our lifetime, and that's why I think it's so important to do it.
Most Americans accept climate change as fact, surveys show, and Gloninger says many meteorologists do talk about it. He's gotten a lot of viewer support for doing so during his many years broadcasting in New England and the Midwest. But he's also gotten pushback. He revealed last summer that he'd received a death threat and a string of disturbing emails, like one urging him to go drown in a melting ice cap. An Iowa man has since been charged with harassment. Those threats left Gloninger shaken. That, combined with caring for aging parents, pushed him to make a change.
It's just like, here's so many punches he can take. Let's just try to hit a reset button. I had plans on finding a more hands-on approach to tackling the climate crisis anyway. So I think that that just sped up the timeline.
And so, after 18 years, he's leaving the business to start a new job with an environmental consulting group. Gloninger says he's excited to use his unique skills in science and communications to help people deal with climate change. It's not unlike what he's been doing.
I'm not giving up. I'm just switching roles to do even more of it.
There are a couple things Gloninger wants people to take away from his story. For one, he wants journalists to know their reporting on climate change is more important than ever. As for everyone else, he says, compassion goes a long way.
Climate change isn't an opinion. It's fact-based science. But at the same point, if your ideas differ from somebody else's, just be kind. Don't go on the offensive and attack.
You don't have to quit your day job, he says, to make the world a better place. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.